Goodlatte, Trump should get reforms in trade for GOP's college graduate outsourcing plan. By Neil Monroe on December 4, 2018. President Donald Trump should demand pro-American reforms to migration rules in exchange for supporting the GOP's country caps outsourcing plan, says the outgoing chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Much prefer to do that, absolutely, Virginia Representative Bob Goodlatte told Jessica Vaughn, policy director of the Center for Immigration Studies, who asked him about the outsourcing plan on December 4. But the prospects of pro-American reforms depend on Trump's willingness to balance his demands for border wall funding with continued demands for the legal reforms which will help make the border wall work, he said. It really comes down to the president's focus on money for the wall, and I think the president should really be saying, I want some money for the wall, but I also want some enforcement reforms related to asylum. I want some reforms related to catch and release policies, he said. Top Democratic leaders are dangling border wall funding in front of Trump, hoping to win major surrenders, such as a no-strings DACA amnesty for 3 million illegals plus their chain migration relatives. GOP leaders are mostly staying silent, which reflects the GOP donors' passive-aggressive opposition to a border wall that might reduce the migrant inflow of cheap labor and taxpayer-subsidized consumers. The budget for the Department of Homeland Security is expected to expire mid-December, leaving no funds for several non-enforcement, lower-priority divisions of the agency. The agency's enforcement divisions will continue to operate even without an approved budget. The Senate's draft version of the 2019 budget includes $1.6 billion for border security, such as extra fences, but no money for Trump's preferred concrete and rebar wall. The draft House funding bill includes $5 billion in wall funding, but it is packaged with a series of cheap labor and pro-migration amendments sought by business, which is facing growing payroll costs because of Trump's low immigration policies. The cheap labor amendments were boosted by the Kansas GOP Representative Kevin Yoder, who chairs the House Appropriations Panel on Homeland Security Spending. In July, Yoder added them to DHS budget plan in a failed bid to prevent his defeat in the November election. One of the most important giveaways is Yoder's plan to remove the country caps on the annual award of green cards. The pro-diversity caps prevent people from a few countries from getting most of the 140,000 green cards that are annually given to foreign employees by U.S. companies. If Yoder's plan is included in the final 2019 DHS budget, it would effectively put those 600,000 Indians workers and family members on a fast track to green cards, to the nationwide job market, and to the voting booth, regardless of the impact on American college graduates and GOP candidates. Under current rules, roughly 23,000 Indians get green cards each year. The plan to remove the country caps is being pushed by the Indian visa workers and by Democratic-supporting CEOs. There is no public opposition from GOP leaders in the House or the Senate or from Trump's team of business-tied Hill outreach deputies, including a former investment banker, Shahir Knight. However, a DHS source told Breitbart the Homeland Security Agency opposes Yoder's middle-class giveaway. Goodlatte's call for offsetting reforms came after he said the removal of country caps is good for companies which have hired visa workers, such as the 300,000 Indians and the roughly 70,000 Chinese graduates in the green card waiting line. Goodlatte, a former immigration lawyer who imported foreign college graduates for General Electric and other companies, said companies are worried that their visa workers could leave the United States and set up competing businesses in their homelands. If an employer wants to bring somebody here and they've been through an American university and have a degree, and the employer needs them and is going to train them in the specialized work they have, they would rather keep them here and help them become a permanent resident by getting a green card than to have them stay here, become frustrated because they are on a 20-year waiting list, and leave the country, perhaps even bring sections of a company's business to another business location elsewhere in the world. Breitbart News has described the economic, civic and political impact of Yoder's middle-class giveaway to Democrats, CEOs, and foreign outsourcing workers. The giveaway would also hurt election chances for Trump and the GOP in 2020, partly because it would outsource the jobs of the middle-class suburban voters who flipped towards Democratic candidates in November. First of all, it is suburban voters, retiring Speaker Paul Ryan said on November 29. That is the number one liability we experienced. Business groups and Democrats tout skewed polls that prod Americans to declare support for migrants and for the claim that the United States is an economy-expanding nation of immigrants, not a nation of Americans. In the United States, the establishment's economic policy of using migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor that blue-collar and white-collar employees offer. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in the coastal states.